I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Christians in India's Uttarakhand state expect increased punishment for breaking anti-conversion laws, as legislation to expand existing penalties awaits final assent from the governor. The proposed amendment claims to protect religious minorities while licensing their maltreatment. Mike Grandy with Unknown Nations says Christian homes are now being targeted.
If believers are gathering within a home, they're considering that conversion. And so they're actually targeting homes where believers are gathering.
Governmental tactics to break up churches in this way are not new.
They want to preserve really the power, the strength of the ruling party.
Grandy calls on worldwide believers to pray for the persecuted church. Read more stories from India, including how a pastor was released from jail through worshiping at missionnews.org. And how do you measure what truly matters in ministry? Fadi Shiraiha from the MENA Leadership Center says,
measuring impact shifts focus from the activity, what we do or what we did, into an outcome and even transformation.
You can compare the process to working in a lab.
And you work with the controlled environment, core conditions, and then you change some factors.
This knowledge guides the team's strategy, encourages learning, and fosters a culture of improvement. In a few weeks, the MENA Leadership Center will host a course on measuring ministry impact. Attendees from the Middle East and North Africa, Pakistan, the diaspora, North America, and beyond will gather to strengthen their work. Pray for MENA leaders, often serving amid unrest, to attend. To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.